Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The show is back. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin. We are Afternoon Drive. We got Magic Mac Robinson, a.k.a. Macaroni Bologna. On the board, we got Sweet Young Thing, Jax Gregory behind the glass. We got Big Weege, Jake Volnick on the 2020s. But hi, buddy. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. I feel good, which is different than maybe I felt all weekend long. I felt a little under the weather, it felt like, all week. And I blame Mac and Mac alone for that development.
I will say, Jake Volnick also telling me before the show he felt down. I warned Mac, if somebody dares get sick after you, you will take all the blame, whether it's your fault or not.
Yeah, lucky for Mac, I feel great right now. I feel absolutely the best I've felt in 4 days right now. So thank you for that, Mac.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's technically a thank you. I do think what you're saying ends in you. But I think it might start with something else.
Yeah. UMF, and I mean my friend.
That's exactly. You know what? We're a bunch of MFs here.
That's right.
My friends.
That's right.
Yep, that's what
I'm
saying.
Big week to you went to Chicago on Sunday?
Yeah, I remember some of it.
Yeah.
No, it was awesome. I got to be honest with you. Napped super hard after I got home yesterday. Took a little nap this morning, and we're back. But me and my brother, shut down, not a bar, but a restaurant in Chicago after a Hawks win. It was everything I wanted to be. I feel like $1 million right now, probably because I spent a lot of dollars this weekend.
Sometimes when people describe the weekend they want to have, and then you come back and you're like, oh man, you only got to do about 75% of it. No, you described a weekend.
Yeah.
You set out. You did the weekend exactly as described, and I couldn't be happier for you.
I kind of feel like it's like the Lord of the Rings, but the thing we're chasing was booze.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's I've got like 17 stories from it, but
you did the my precious thing every time you got a beer.
Yeah, I actually did. That was actually how much I slurred my precious was an indication of how much I drank to that point, which was a lot. Let's just say that.
I'll disappoint you really quickly. Lord of the Rings, the second one I saw in the movie theater, only movie I've ever fallen asleep to in the movie theater.
You're not disappointing me. Those movies are beyond me.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah. I was worried that was going to be a little bit of a crossroads for us.
I respect everybody's ability to like them. I cherish them. If they mean something to you, please. For me, it's just a little too mythical for me.
Yeah, legit fell asleep.
Yeah. And then there's like all this like added, like, because Vanessa loves them. Anything to do with Lord of the Rings. I got every other nerd thing I had to hip her to.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing, and she's like, we're going to watch all the Lord of the Rings. And man, this was when we were pregnant with Liv. So that's like 13, 14, 15 years ago. I don't know, time's a flat circle, but I had to opt out after the first one. I mean, we watched the next two because she has more power than I do.
Yeah.
And what else was I going to do? Walk out. This is when I lived in Lansing. Walk outside in Lansing in the squelching heat of 70 degrees? Absolutely not. I will not take myself and my health seriously. But just absolutely awful. Not as strong, though, as the response to Jed Wills' comments over the weekend, where Jed Wills said the no-no words. He said the things that apparently you're not allowed to say in responding to his time from going to the starting left tackle to now a backup swing tackle.
You started the first 57 games every time you were healthy.
Yeah.
So how shocking was this to not?
I mean, it was pretty shocking. I mean, I decided myself that I made a business decision not to play after the Bengals game going into that Ravens game because I was injured. And then the next week was when I received the news. So, I mean,
do you think that they misinterpreted the business decision?
I'm not sure.
I'm going to go ahead and say yes. I'm going to go, if you said the words business decision to the Browns brass, I'm going to go ahead and say, if then when you were healthy to play, you didn't play, I'm going to say they took it in the no-no way.
Well, all right, hold on. We don't know that he was 100, because his whole big claim was that he was like 70%, right?
Yeah.
Like the
yeah.
If anything, I want to find out what happened with the Browns doctors. Why did they clear him when he felt like he was 70%?
I think that is a fantastic question. I think hearing the guy say it like twice, he has no idea what it means.
It was bad messaging.
Yes.
I don't know who got in his head. No. It was bad messaging. I thought about it.
I think nobody got in his head, and I think that might be the problem.
Well, I don't know that the elevator goes all the way to the top floor with him, okay? I don't know that. And so I got a feeling somebody put that term into his head, and he was like, this is what I'm going with. And it's like, nah, you're not supposed to tell the media that, though.
We've all had that, right? The thing where we think we know what a word means and that we don't know what it means. Oh, no, I don't think I can say it.
Yeah, I'll probably don't say it then.
All right. It is not. No. How do you announce this? Anyways, in sixth grade, I thought it meant you were being annoying, and
okay.
I said this word, and Mrs. Dotson about took the back of my head off.
Yeah.
Like, because I called a girl that, and
ooh.
Apparently you're not supposed to, but, like, I didn't know. I was like, ooh. No, it's just mean, like, you're a jerk or whatever.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh.
Turns out, that's not what that means.
A little
I'll
bit
tell you what it is
that.
Off air.
I think I figured it out.
Should I tweet it?
I probably wouldn't. That might go poorly for everybody involved.
Not that word.
Not that one?
I know I can't use that. Everybody knows you can't use that word.
I thought that was obvious you couldn't use that word.
No, I still cannot find a way to say it.
Make the right business decision. Don't do it.
Yeah, okay. I will do what Jed Wills did and protect my career. I just think this couldn't have come worse at a worse time for Andrew Berry. I think this is Andrew Berry's already now by some folks being blamed as the guy who really put the word in Jimmy Haslam's ear about the Deshaun Watson trade. Now you've got two first round picks that you can grade him on, and one guy is not getting a second contract and he's not even to his fifth year option. And then the guy that you guaranteed the fifth year option on just used the unforgivable phrase of business decision. Oh, and by the way, it hints to a guy who doesn't play hard. It's not great about Kevin and his culture. It's most not great about Andrew Berry.
Yeah, I mean, this was one of the swings that Andrew Berry took. It wasn't just that he was trying to justify the first-round pick and Jed Wills and then giving him the extension in that fifth year. It's the idea that now you got the fifth year and it's done. I just think bad messaging happened here, Nick.
Yeah.
I think if he would have – I look at it like this. You know how you describe – let's say older ladies sometimes, and you're like, if you have a conversation, you're like, I think it might be a disagreement. But instead, if you go into that conversation and you're like, hey, Karen, it's not going great.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's bad messaging. Right?
Yeah.
Like, one's going to get you maybe where you need to go, and the other one is going to have a full-on fight and a full-on argument. Jed Wills, in using the term that he did and using it how he phrased it, like, you just set yourself up for a bad argument.
Yeah, you did. The problem is nobody's hearing and nobody's giving him that slack.
Because
you and I are both giving him that slack of, I just think he doesn't know what it means.
Yeah.
But it's clearly, this is a brush fire that has turned into a forest fire. Like this, I mean, we have people on the station, Matt Derry, who was on yesterday, filling in on Veterans Day, saying, get this chucklehead out of town. I don't think anybody but you and I are hearing the nuance of this guy seriously doesn't know what the hell he's saying. And all they're hearing is the guy who we know, because there are Twitter threads on it, that this guy plays 2 seconds out of a 4 second play every single play. That guy's now talking about business decisions.
Well, and think about it, though. Like, what he was trying to explain, I think if he just didn't say business decisions, I think a lot of us would have understood. You're 70%, they clear you, but you don't believe that you can actually play your best. You've spent weeks of having everyone highlight on Twitter threads, on everything else under the sun, about how you don't finish plays and you don't do this. And that's what happens when he tries to play injured. All right, I don't want to play injured then. I don't want to have that tape out there for my future football life. Like, I get it from his perspective. It is a slap in the face to the Browns. It's a slap in the face to Andrew Berry. It's a slap in the face to the teammates. But from a personal standpoint for him, I get it if you think you're not going to play with the Browns anymore.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I totally don't think he knew what he was saying. I also don't get him any slack because of everything else. Like, I'll be honest with you, when he goes later into talking about him getting benched, was that the Baltimore game? What game came after the Baltimore game? The Chargers game.
Yeah, the Chargers game.
And, you know, he's like, it was a quick decision and, you know, it happened, whatever. And I'm like, buddy, you don't just get benched because of that. You don't. Like, this was a benching that was 4.5 years in the making because the Browns, this is the thing, and it's always the thing that airs completely hollow with the Browns. But the Browns defend these guys who they know are doing things that aren't in the best interest of winning football games. With Deshaun, it was maybe all the other stuff you have to do in terms of being a teammate, in terms of, you know, bonding with your teammates and getting them to believe in you and, you know, helping them push the cart up the hill, that kind of stuff. And also the playing good at football. And and then they lied when they said he gives us the best chance to win because they couldn't say anything else. But they kept putting him out there. With Jed, they've known for 4 years. They've told you for 4 years. He's got to play to the whistle. We're trying to get him to play to the whistle. So then why were you playing him? Like, and I think this was just a culmination of, hey, he's the 10th pick. We got to make this work.
You're trying to make sure that your picks are justified, right? Andrew Berry doesn't have a bunch of first-round picks to fall back on. He's got to be able to go to the Haslam and say, hey, this one did work. Kind of like Cedric Tillman, who for years we looked at as didn't work, and then all of a sudden in 3 games is like, oh, maybe you have something there.
And what's crazy about it is the most defensible thing. According to the doctors, I was healthy enough to play, but I wasn't comfortable playing.
It's very defensible. That's the part that makes me so agitated about all this. If he just didn't say business decision, we wouldn't be thinking twice about it. We would just say, okay, he was injured.
Then don't
get a second opinion from another doctor. I want to know why the Browns doctors, though, said he could play when Jed Wills is telling you he can't.
Yeah, I do think that strikes to a bigger thing here of, I mean, it happened with Baker. It certainly happened with Deshaun a couple times. Like, at some point, I can't just put it on the player. And what's funny about this is, to your point, if Jed didn't say business decision and said, I felt like going out there was going to cost my team, you can't be mad at Baker for making the quote-unquote business decision to play through the shoulder injury and then be mad at Jed for doing the exact opposite, which, by the way, is, like, it is so alarming to me. Just if I can have, it is so alarming that this team has players that are playing through injuries that the players don't feel like they should play through, and then get mad at a guy for not playing through an injury that he doesn't feel like he's ready to play through.
No, a lot of us would say that's smart. A lot of us would be like, oh yeah, I get it. You want to be a starter somewhere else next year. You're playing for another contract, and you don't want to look like you at 70% because you on 70% isn't anywhere close to good enough to play in the NFL. You're gonna get embarrassed out there.
But
you're gonna go from being a starter to being a backup real quick if you're out there.
I do think it's always interesting, like the circles of trust, the concentric circles of trust. I do think the reaction to Jed saying what he did proves that people are more out on Jed than they are on this Browns organization, because they are not giving Jed the benefit of the doubt. And it's really rare with, like, the cynicism that is at all-time high with this Browns team. It is really rare to see a player that the fans right now dislike more than the team in general.
Well, I think, Nick, when you use a term like business decisions, whether you know what it is or isn't, it connotates to everyone listening that you are selfish, that you are out for yourself, that you don't care about the team, you don't care about the team's success, you're not willing to put your body out on the line. And even though there are a lot of players that operate within that, all I care about is me mindset, when you vocalize it, that's when you have a real issue. Because you really aren't part of a team at that point. You're just playing for yourself. You're an independent contractor.
216-474-0092. We do have Jed Wills' comments on whether he feels like there's a sense of finality with the Browns, but is this just a bad case of messaging by Jedrick Wills when he used the term business decision? It's hard to have sympathy for somebody for using a phrase at the wrong time to say that thing. So I'm not going to do it because he hasn't played hard enough for me to give him that pass. But we got quick hits coming up at 2:40. We've got Austin Carr, Mr. Cavalier, coming up at 3:20. Maybe we'll ask him about the Nate Thurman and the jersey and the rafters and whatnot. We also have Albert Breer coming up at 5:20. We've got, in case we missed it, at the end of the show, but you guys can chime in. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We're going to get to the obvious question. The answer will be yes. It's just not going to be when you want it. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.